Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I do believe what has happened is I've slippery sloped my way into bad eating habits. There was a time when my meals consisted primarily of quote-unquote healthy foods, or at least raw foods, non-processed foods. Now I've gotten in the habit of eating chicken and hot dogs, and not food that could be filling and less calories and better nutritiously to give me, you know, to fill me up and to feel more sustained and content. It's not so much that I'm eating junk, but I'm not eating the quality of food that I had in the past. And I think that's what's going on. Because yesterday, I had 2 hot dogs and some potato chips. But I ended up eating a whole bag of potato chips. It's like an 8-ounce bag of Kettles. It's like a $3 bag of chips. Granted, they're unsalted, but still, I ended up eating the whole bag. I ate half of it, you know, with my 2 hot dogs. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm just having 2 hot dogs and, you know, some chips, and that'd be it. And in my mind, you know, that's okay. But it may have left me not as fulfilled, not satisfied, as where if I'd have ate maybe, quote unquote, twice as much salad or something less caloric or something like that. So I think that's the direction I'm going to go in this weekend, hopefully, when I wake up tomorrow, watch the game. The game comes on at 10 o'clock tomorrow, so I got to figure out how I'm going to do that. Am I going to wake up, eat during the game, watch the game, lay down, take a nap, get up and get my steps in the evening? Or see how that's going to work. And I think my niece is moving tomorrow. Got a funny feeling she's going to be blah, 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 blah. Can you come help? Blah, 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 blah. So we'll see how that goes. And I say, you know, it comes over me like, but because I just don't like being obligated to do anything. I really don't like being obligated to do anything. And as I was talking to my ex-supervisor, who was, her husband passed a few years ago, and now she's in a relationship. And I'm happy for her, completely happy for her. And I was just like, ooh, I was even teasing her, da, 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 in the tree. Okay, I was just, you know, the whole gamut, the whole thing. Oh, you gonna take that home for, you gonna take the pizza home for him? You know, and all that. You know, I'm really happy for her. But my thing is, I still look at it as going, is that what you want? And it's me. It's me, and I actually told her and said that I got a thing with commitment. I got an issue, maybe commitment issues. But not sure why I went down that street, what I was talking about. But from waking up tomorrow and then not having to do anything, then all of a sudden having to do something, somebody give you a call, Uncle Jeff, can you? And just keeping busy and taking my naps. See, all that, I like to strategize all that out. I like to strategize all that out. And I might be micromanaging it to a point where I become obsessed with it, because when I get off work, them 2 hot dogs and the potato chips I had after work, sitting down watching the Democratic National Convention on replay, I was so looking forward to that. I couldn't wait. I was just like, I'm gonna get them hot dogs. Da, 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 da. And they weren't even like good hot dogs or nothing. just regular old-fashioned. Well, they are good hot dogs. The Oscar Mayer ones. Sometimes them things be $4, $4.50 a pack. You don't get them on sale. You can spend a $4.50 a pack on them damn things. So they are good hot dogs. But I couldn't wait to get them. And I ate. My weight today was 260. 216.6. And yesterday it was 217.2. So technically I lost weight. But it never should have went up yesterday anymore. Because I got on the scale last night. It was 218 something. And that's high. That's high. From what I've been going through and what I've been dealing with. That's high. I didn't like that 218.4, 218 was, I don't like that. It was a time I was getting on the scale, it was 216 at night. You know, those rare occasions. You know, those were probably anomaly ways. But I'm going in the wrong direction as far as that goes. And I think it might be because of, my eating habits. I need to get back to eating salads and vegetables. And I can make the salads and vegetables good. See, that's what I'm saying. I can go ahead and put a little bit of stank and some flavor in it. You know, I back off the salt. I use my lemon pepper and maybe some salt-free cream of mushroom or some kind of marinara or something like that, you know. And to eat that, and it'll be more filling and less, and I won't eat as much. I mean, I won't eat again. I won't continuously trying to fill up and get satisfied on food that may not operate completely well with my metabolism as far as getting rid of the calories or burning the calories or whatever. Because this got to the point where, yeah, I'm eating not junk, but not the healthiest food that I could be eating in the evening. So I'm going to try to get back to that because I used to make these salads now. Be honest with you, I used to make these salads. Yeah, it was lettuce in them. But every goddamn thing else, cheese, mushrooms. I think I put tomatoes. I don't even think I put tomatoes in. Olives, you know, whatever. These things was good. Meat, pepperonis, chunks. I used to put chunks of kielbasa in them. Oh, croutons, oh, bacon bits. Now, I know that kind of salad, technically, isn't the health. And then, oh, God, the salad dressing. Woo! The salad dressing. Woo! You know, when you sit down to eat, it is so good. I need to get back to that. And maybe if I'm eating that, I'll eat an amount. I'll get full and satisfied on less calories. And more healthier calories and more easily burnable calories instead of eating the junk of stuff I've been eating. So that's what I made this video for. And also, see, my lip is still kind of messed up. I think it might be some nerves in there or something that I wonder if plastic surgery definitely fix it. But I wonder if it's worth it or what they tell me. Because it's not just dead, it's just not numb. I don't mean dead, it's just not numb. I can actually feel something going on in there. It doesn't hurt or tingle or anything, but I can feel that there's nerves or something in there. It just doesn't feel like, you know, unnervy skin or unnervy thing. But I looked at a video from right after the accident. I was messed up. Right after the accident, my lip was swollen. I was wearing a retainer. Lip was busted. This top lip was swollen. Lip was busted, teeth. Oh, man. Because I think I fell and had my accident March 12th. And like 10 days later, I flew to Ohio to see granddaughter. And I remember granddaughter looking at my lip, trying to touch my lip because it had a big scab on it or something. She's like, saw it. She's trying to touch it and grab my lip. Cause it was a thing. It definitely was a thing. But, and that came from poor eating. Poor eating, vaping, smoking, just eating way too much. Just eating way, eating stupidly. And I don't even use that word, just eating insanely. To the point to where I knew I was gonna be sick, you know? Knowing better, sitting there, not able to stop. Literally not able to stop eating, even when I can easily feel that I should. Easily feel that, hey, you know, you need to stop. You're gonna be sick. So, kind of got over that. We kind of got over that. And now it's just a matter of settling in and maintaining the balance and curbing that appetite and watching, go back to eating better foods. I get my salads already cut up. Get my salad stuff, my salad mixing. Make those salads. Oh, it's so good. So good. In fact, I might do that tonight after work. That'll be my Friday night meal. Imagine that. My Friday night meal. And on the weekends when I'm supposed to like go crazy or, you know, like lighten up, you know, be less restrictive, a little bit undisciplined on Friday. To go and have a nice salad. Think I might do that. Come home and make it. Yeah. And then of course I'm gonna have my chips, but I'll be eating mostly salad. I won't be like stuffing my, I only eat a whole bag of chips. I eat mostly salad and have some chips to crunch on the side. Maybe make some kielbasa, Polish kielbasa, put a few chunks of that in there, dressing, cheese, ooh, mushrooms, ooh. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. And then wake up in the morning and see how that goes. So you gotta be careful with that too. Because just because lettuce in it is in it, is it still a salad? It's because it may be, well, if it's mostly lettuce, it's a salad. But yeah, and see, part of this whole thing too is me getting excited about it. Me getting excited about doing this. Talking about it now, anticipating it. That's part of it. Yeah. All right, we're gonna see. We're gonna see. I get off work tonight. We're gonna see. And I gotta remember, Pittsburgh plays tomorrow at 10 a.m. So I gotta figure out how I'm gonna do that. Am I gonna wake up or just lay in the bed and watch the game? And then get up and walk. Don't even eat. Or go get some food, eat and watch the game. But 10 a.m. is so early. Whew. 10 a.m. is so early. But you know, on Wednesdays, I'm back from my walk at 10 a.m. I get up at 8:30 a.m. and I walk so that I get back at 10 a.m. So I could do that. And I guess the season's coming up. We gotta start all that over again, figure that out. So we'll see. Because the Saturdays, I usually like to lay in the bed. I'll lay in the bed till 10 a.m. Can't even be over about 12, 1. Get up and walk then, or eat something, or maybe even eat mildly. Imagine that, Jeffrey. Just have you a little salad or something during the game, huh? And don't eat crazy. And then take your walk, get your steps, and see how the day plays out. You ain't got to have that mega meal. You ain't got to have that big satisfying sit down eating event. You could just, you know, have a little quote unquote snack or something, a brunch. I don't know what to call it, whatever. You know, just have something. Anyhow, that's that. I ain't gonna swing on y'all, because I think I'm gonna make another video about something else. What I'm doing now is I'm learning how to break them up. I'll stop talking about this, and I'll start talking about that right now.